Hi, this is Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth from historic Hyde Park, New York. I'm your host, Dr. Vic Torres, pastor, teacher, and author. And I'm presenting a series on Christ, Christians, and Christianity from a biblical perspective. My focus is going to be on the love, forgiveness, and acceptance found in Jesus Christ, which enables us to live the abundant life in victory. Now, we've been talking about the adversary. And again, I don't like to spend too much time talking about the adversary because our focus should not be on him, but our focus should be on Jesus Christ. But there are some things that we need to be aware of. Obviously, you have an adversary. I mentioned that in the last post. And the Bible gives him a name, and the name is Satan or the devil. And he's the enemy of God, and therefore he's your enemy too. See, Satan wants you to deny God, and if he's unable to do that, if he's unable to make you do that, then he wants to make you ineffective as a Christian. An ineffective Christian is one that lives in fear and doubt. Now, I closed in the last episode by saying, which spirit are you listening to? The spirit of other people, the spirit of the devil, or the spirit of God? And this has everything to do with influence. And this is an important question because we are influenced by so much that's around us. Most of it, we're not even consciously aware of. For example, the entire advertising industry is based upon name recognition and repetition of ads and commercials. It's called branding a product in the business. And the idea is that when you shop for an item, you'll often, without thinking, choose their product. Advertisers are trying to create name recognition even for products you don't use now, but you may in the future. I mean, think about the pharmaceutical industry. I mean, they have they're pushing pills for absolutely every conceivable emotion, physical ailment that you can possibly have. But I think the most important pill, of course, is the gospel. The gospel is the good news that comes through Jesus Christ. But speaking about advertising, think about it. If you watch a TV program, 15 to 20 minutes of a one-hour show are commercials. And because of the repetition, the message becomes subliminal. That simply means you're not even consciously aware of it. Now, the same thing is happening on a spiritual level. And the three areas of concern are the influence of the spirit of other people, the influence, of course, of the devil, and of course, the most important influence, the influence of God through the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to remind you that we are spirit, soul, and body. Now, what do I mean by the influence of the human spirit? Remember what I said in the previous post? We're not human beings having a spiritual experience, but we are spiritual beings having a human experience. How you see yourself is so important in this regard. In John 6, verse 63, John says, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. And the words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life." You see, your spirit, soul, and body, not simply soul and body, as the world would like you to think. Now, just as a reminder, your physical body communicates with the physical realm through taste, sight, hearing, smell, and touch. Your soul, which means your mind, your will, the ability to make decisions, and your personality communicates with the souls of other people. This is the issue when we talk about the influence of the souls of others. It's basic communication between people. Your spirit now has been born again and is able now to communicate with God's spirit now. But it's always been able to be influenced by the devil, who is also a spirit. Now, there are some important factors in making decisions in life. And usually those factors break down to two areas, love or fear. In general, people are influencing their decisions in one of these two areas, as I said, love or fear. Now, keep in mind what the Bible has to say about fear. It's important to understand that. In 2 Timothy 1:7, the Apostle Paul writes, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, Now, that word fear there is the word timidity. We should not be timid, but of power. And that word there is dynamis. That's the word that the dynamite comes from. That's miracle working power. And of love, agape, unconditional love, and of a sound mind. That means having self-control. So let me repeat that because I broke it up with some interpretations. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Another scripture is in 1 John 4:18. There is no fear or dread or terror in love, but perfect love, agape love, cast out fear, because fear involves torment or punishment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. So the first factor we'll look at is the love factor. True love is unconditional, which means it's not about what you can get back. It's a decision rather than a feeling or emotion. Now, I've always liked the definition of love as the following: living your life for someone else's good. What matters is pleasing the one you love. And that's not necessarily an emotion, but a decision. In other words, it is a commitment to love through thick and thin. Today, sex often passes for love. But in truth, sex is about pleasure, and usually about pleasing oneself. It's emotion-based. The degree of love is dependent on the feelings, and it's a poor counterfeit for unconditional love. Unconditional love is the kind of love God has for you and the kind of love he wants to teach you to have for others. Now, of course, the other factor is the fear factor. And this has to do with the fear of the loss of a relationship or a person, a place or a thing. And the first one, the fear of the loss of a relationship, that's been going on for ages. People have made incredibly bad decisions trying to hold on to a relationship. I've seen many cases of people staying in an abusive relationship for fear of losing the relationship. You know, codependence is a word that pops into my mind. And Wikipedia defines codependency as a behavioral condition in a relationship where one person enables another person's addiction, poor mental health, immaturity, irresponsibility, or underachievement. Among the core characteristics of codependency is an excessive reliance on other people for approval and a sense of identity. You see, God wants you to place your reliance on him, not on other people. Your identity is in Jesus Christ, not on other people. God has made you, created you perfectly with a purpose and a plan for your life. And the identity that he's given you is unique in yourself. You don't need to attach yourself to someone else in order to know who you are, for Christ has already attached himself to you. Now, the fear of loss, of course, is another fear that controls our decisions, especially in the area of money and finances. In 1 Timothy 6:10, it says, for the love of money, now that's important to remember, it's for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. The gain or the loss of money is a slippery slope and has caused people to do things they probably would have never imagined they were capable of. You see, the slippery slide always begins with small things. You know, a petty theft, a minor betrayal, a lie on an application. And then it moves on to bigger dishonesty. You see, greed and integrity cannot exist together. You know, another fear is the loss of influence or power. Whether in the boardroom of corporate America or in the family home, the sense of losing power or influence over others has led many into manipulation and control over others. God never intended you to manipulate and control others, and God never intended that others would manipulate and control you. Fear has no place in your life. The fear of pain can take many forms. You know, growing as a believer requires change. And whether they're physical, emotional, or spiritual change, it covers a whole compass of possibilities. It may mean a change in friends, a change in jobs, a change in education, a change in location, a change in habits and behaviors. You know, many people find that these kinds of changes are painful, but we need to remember they're also filled with great rewards. I remember there was an expression that went around for many, many years, and it goes like this. Doing something over and over again, expecting change, is a form of insanity. We just need to hear from God, and we just need to do it. It may be uncomfortable. It may be a struggle. It may require you to be stretched, but you will be blessed when you come through on the other side. Now, let me personalize the verse I quoted earlier, and I believe it's worth memorizing, and that was 2 Timothy 1:7. And this is something that you need to say to yourself when you experience difficulties involving fear. For God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Let me close with this thought. Learn to recognize that when you experience fear, that it's not coming from God. When those feelings come upon you, turn to Jesus and call out to him. Repeat 1 Timothy 1:7. Be reminded that on the cross, Jesus paid the price to set you free from fear. He has exchanged that spirit of fear with his spirit of love, joy, and peace. Thanks for listening to Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth. If you like our show and want to know more, please check out our website at www.pastorvicsnuggets.com. Please leave a comment, share, like, or follow. And just as a reminder, check out our podcast on whatever podcast platform you're using, whether it's an Apple phone, an Android, or any of the others. We're there, okay? God bless you. Look forward to seeing you the next time.